Well, despite repeated campaigns against it, Australia still puts children as young as 10 behind bars. Yes, they're in specialist youth detention centres, but advocates for the children describe them as prisons. And with a looming meeting of the country's top law officers in mind, a new campaign called Raise the Age is cranking up, as Oliver Gordon reports.
Children as young as 10 are in detention in facilities across Australia. Human Rights Law Centre lawyer Shalina Musk says it's not right that they're behind bars.
We know that just in the last year, around 600 children aged 10 to 13 years of age were in prisons at various stages of that year, locked up behind bars.
What are these very young people being locked up for? How does someone that point in their life actually end up in that position? What's the journey that they take to end up there?
The sad thing, and I think the real tragedy in the low age criminal responsibility in Australia, is that it's often the most disadvantaged and vulnerable children who are forced through the criminal legal process and who are locked away in youth prisons.
Tomorrow, Shalina Musk and a team of footballers, musicians and human rights advocates will launch a campaign to raise awareness of this issue, in the hope they can convince a group of politicians to commit to raising the age of criminal responsibility.
The Council of Attorney General, so all our chief lawmakers, are meeting to determine whether or not governments should raise the age from 10 to higher, whether or not it's 12 or 14. And that meeting is on the 27th of July. And we want to show the government and show these chief lawmakers that this law change is supported by the wider community. It's the right thing to do. And we should be doing more to keep kids with their families, in their communities, in schools and playgrounds rather than in prisons.
Over the past year, the push to raise the age has been advocated for by many, but perhaps most notably by Duane Hewson. The star of the documentary film In My Blood It Runs recently addressed the UN Human Rights Council, claiming authorities in Australia were not moving on this issue.
My name is Duane. I'm 12 years old. I came here to speak with you because the Australian government is not listening. There are some things I want to see changed. I want my school to be run by Aboriginal people. I want adults to stop cruelling 10-year-old kids in jail.
As calls to raise the age gain momentum, medical specialists are also speaking up. Paediatrician Dr. Mick Creety.
There's evidence now that the human brain does not fully develop until you're around the age of 25. And the bit of the brain that is last to develop is the bit of the brain that controls impulses and your capacity to think through the consequences of your actions. And we are locking up a lot of kids for actions which are ill thought through, where they don't recognise the consequences. For example, a child may be out on the side of the road, his mates have stolen a car, they say, jump in the car or we'll leave you on the side of the road. This young person jumps in the car, and because the car's been stolen, he's now an accessory to a crime for an action which he hasn't thought through and is completely impulsive and understandable on the basis of his brain development.
The doctor also says there's evidence showing many of the younger people being detained have comorbidities.
There's increasing evidence that the children that we are locking up, in addition to the neurodevelopmental immaturity which all children have, there are high rates, up to 90% of children who have been locked up in Western Australia have, in addition, neurocognitive deficits such as intellectual disability, FASD, and mental health issues such as depression and anxiety. So that while they may be chronologically aged 10 or 11, they may be functioning at an 8 or a 9-year-old.
With just over 1 month until the Council of Attorneys General meets, lawyer Shalina Musk hopes the country's chief lawmakers begin to take notice of stats like those above and make a reform that she sees as absolutely necessary.
They've been flooded with all the evidence to show that they should raise the age, and all we need now is strong leadership and political will.
Human Rights Law Centre lawyer Shalina Musk, Oliver Gordon with that report.